up in the morning.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello.
I'll be by the side when you wake up in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Coast FM.
I'll be by the side.
All right. Now, according to science, we know that a woman can tell whether a man is attracted to her from the scent of his sweat. Did you know that?
Pheromones?
And essentially it's in his sweat. It's not in his kiss. It's in his sweat.
That's good to know.
But not as attractive a song when it comes down to it. Anyway, Swiss scientists have gone a bit further with the smell factor side of things, right? And they've discovered that men's sweat smells like cheese, while women smell like onions when they perspire.
Well, this is great to know. Thank you so much.
It's so very romantic, isn't it, to know all this stuff? Look at us basically just walking tubes of Pringles.
I think we just need somebody with some garlic, someone just chuck some salt on them.
There you go. And some pasta. And perfect. Megan looking after things while Nikki's away this week.
Good morning.
Megan and DeMello here. Yes. Welcome to snowy Mandurah. Well, no, not quite. Snowing in Tassie, though.
What?
I know. How bizarre is this? Like,
it's spring.
2 weeks from summer and they're about to go into a winter wonderland. They've literally had, like, suburban Hobart has copped snow.
Imagine getting a white Christmas.
What a bizarre thought. I know. I can't believe that even this close to summer they're copping it. But, yep, a proper bit of snow through Tasmania.
Wow.
And what was our weekend like?
Oh,
not like that.
So warm.
Not even vaguely. I mean, it was raining planes in some parts of the area. You obviously paid attention. You didn't see in Sydney Beach there was a plane that crashed in Sydney Beach.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes, okay. I did see that. Sorry. Yeah. I was like, what? Is that a phrase I've never heard of before? No.
Just as part of the weather, yes, there was also a light aircraft that landed inadvertently on Sydney Beach.
I noticed
on Saturday.
And people didn't hear it coming? Is that the case?
Well, I didn't hear all the details, but I imagine that it's a small craft that maybe the engine wasn't working?
Gliding, yeah.
Yeah, so possibly you wouldn't. How scary are that?
That'd be so scary all of a sudden. Oh, gosh.
Man, anyway. By the way, speaking of dangers of the sea, West Aussies is being advised to avoid eating raw oysters from South Australia.
I did see this. And you know what? I heard the news and I walked past a couple of restaurants and went, ooh. Just want to check those ones.
Are they aware? The key, I guess, here is South Australian ones. There has been 17 cases of the bacteria Vibrio parahemolyticus.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we all want to know.
Just
about
in the last couple of months. Usually they only get six a year, I believe. I did read up on this. I know all about oysters.
So, I mean, you're good if you cook them from South Australia.
Yes.
Or B, if you eat WA ones. I mean, I don't know. Do we have
WA? Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah,
ones,
or go other places. Okay. See, the Queen wasn't there for the Remembrance Sunday service yesterday or this weekend, anyway.
She hurt her back.
That's they're saying, a sprained back. That's, is that another word for shagger's back? I know that's an image. That's an
You're
image we don't want to
about
put out.
The royal family. That is the Queen, DeMello.
She's nearly single, I think.
Yeah, she hurt her back.
Sorry, I'm apologise now.
Wow.
Well, but I mean, look, to be fair, she's 95. She's been on light duties for how long? I don't know. Quite a while now with various dramas and stuff.
Look, I imagine she was doing the gardening or patting the corgi and she's hurt her back.
But at 95, I mean, nowadays, I don't even remember what it is that causes me to have back-related issues. Like, she could just turn the wrong way. You could sneeze.
I have literally picked up a piece of paper once and done my back in.
Yeah, so anything's fine. I think it's amazing at 95 that she's still working at all.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it is mostly, like, digital appearances at the moment. But, yeah, she's a remarkable lady, but I hope she's all right. So also this weekend, Britney's free.
Yes, Britney is officially finally free.
And Paris is no longer single.
No, she's hitched and she's got some very nice wedding photos.
Devastated, but anyway. I thought I was in with a chance.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Halsted Cricket Club is currently on the hunt for new players, all abilities, men, women, all ages, anyone.
Summer season sport, register now.
Absolutely, upcoming season, not too far away. Get details at coastlive.com.au. This week is Australia's Food Safety Week. And, you know, we've talked a fair bit today about oysters. Something that you need to be aware of when it comes to food safety. If you're eating the South Australian ones, cook them is the advice.
Or
try and eat different ones.
WA ones.
Yeah. This year's theme, by the way, for Food Safety Week is Food Safety Be Prepared, aiming at building resilience in the community, especially after disasters, by setting up basic food safety toolkits and encouraging public engagement with food safety courses.
Don't get sick.
Foodsafety.asn.au for details. Today, November 15, today is Steve Irwin Day, honouring the famous crocodile hunter.
Crikey!
So it's all about wildlife conservation today. So
okay.
If you want to, you know, maybe sponsor some animals.
Donate.
Or whatever the case may be, do that today. And November 15 is also Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Oh, gosh. Everyone needs that reminder.
Because as far as I'm aware, that's where cooties come from.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's go!
And with Nikki away playing the role of Madam Entertainment is Megan.
Thank you. Move over, Kim K. Taylor Swift is blowing up the internet with her re-released version of the hit album Red and...
Ooh.
All Too Well, the short film. Taylor is both director and star of All Too Well, which features Teen Wolf star Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink of Stranger Things.
Mm.
Apparently, this is just the beginning for Swiftie, and we believe more short films are to come. All her exes will be shaking in their boots. We have officially freed Britney.
Yay!
Over the weekend, an LA judge granted a petition to terminate the 13-year conservatorship, if I can say it, arrangement during a hearing that lasted less than 30 minutes. Britney's new lawyer said he will push for Jamie Spears and the estate's former business manager, TriStar Sports and Entertainment Group, to be investigated for financial mismanagement. Britney took to social media to thank her fans. What will she do next? Well, whatever she wants.
Exactly right.
Australian band Gangs of Youth have announced they're coming home for their biggest tour to date. They'll be at RAC Arena in Perth July 30 next year. Their tour announcement comes with an album release date. Angel in Real Time is due to land on February 25th. Mm-hmm. The ARIA Award winners said they are excited to share their new music. And
yes.
ABBA. They have their first UK number one studio album in 40 years.
Wow.
Their new album Voyage shot straight to the top of the charts. It also became the fastest selling album of 2021.
Wow.
The Swedish pop group are only the fourth act in the world to surpass 200,000 UK chart sales in release week.
Wow.
The album is ABBA's 10th number one record in the UK, the last being Visitors, which was released in 1980. Will we see another ABBA album? There seems to be a demand for it.
Oh, are you suggesting they might have some more of this? Like a whole new one? Because there's only like two new songs on this one, isn't there?
No. The whole album's out now. There's, I think, it's about 10 songs.
I thought it was a best of, and it was like a couple of new ones on the tour album.
Oh, no. These are all new.
These are all new.
Well, it's very good.
That's as many as I can do. They can't do anymore. They've run out of their allocation as far as I can tell. Well, you never know. If this one goes well, that will inspire them, no doubt.
Well, yeah, well, there's money.
Yeah, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.